All right, city council meeting is called to order for Tuesday, April 18th, 2023, invocation by Sherry Johnson, followed by our pledge of allegiance.
Dear Lord, as we come in this room and we hear the chatter, I just thank you for the city, just for the friendliness, for our staff, for our employees. We live in a special place and we're grateful for it. I pray protection over it. I pray for the families that were involved in North Alabama in the shooting this week, and just your hand on those families as they grasp through the time that they're in. And Lord, as we go into the summer season, I just pray for blessings on us, protection, and just that we have a successful and a safe summer. And we thank you for the blessings we have. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Councilmember Silver?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Cannon?
Here. Okay, considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Considering previous minutes of our regular council meeting, committee of the whole, 3/21/2023. There are no objections. Reading the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? No corrections. Minutes then approved as written. Any announcements?
Mayor, yes, just recognize Jackie McGonigal. She won an award today for environmental stewardship for citizens. From the Baldwin County Commission.
Oh,
seven
awesome.
Categories, and for her work as an educator. So, we
Yay.
Appreciate it.
Very proud of her.
Yes. She's doing a great job.
She's doing a fabulous job.
Yes, yes, and yes.
Hey, Philip, is that Brett Garr with her on the previous picture?
Yes, is he's that the chair of the Environmental Advisory Board for.
Yep,
the county.
Sure is. Great. That's awesome. Thank you.
Terrific.
Any other announcements? Okay. Moving on to accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interest set within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in SWIFT supply. Within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Motion carries. All right. We have two proclamations tonight, and I'll be left over town prior reboot.
All right. The first one is for declaring April 2023 as National Donate Life Month. And it says, whereas more than 100,000 Americans and 1,200 waiting in Alabama are currently on the national transplant waiting list, whereas another person is added to the waiting list every 9 minutes, and on average, 17 people die each day while waiting for a life-saving organ transplant, whereas the most effective way to address this health crisis is to educate and to encourage citizens to commit to the following actions. Register your decision to be an organ, eye, and tissue donor at legacyofhope.org or at your local DMV. And whereas we in Orange Beach, Alabama, feel that Donate Life cause of saving and healing lives through organ, eye, and tissue donation is of such immediate and worthwhile importance, that now therefore be it proclaimed by the Orange Beach City Council and Mayor that April 2023 is National Donate Life Month. And all residents are encouraged to register their decision to be an organ, eye, and tissue donor at legacyofhope.org or at the logo DMV. And I believe we have
Pope here?
Yep.
How are you?
Doing well.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And good luck with everything.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely. So prayers are with you.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, would you like to get a picture?
Yes, sir.
Brian, come on down right here.
Pink, a little bit of a presentation. Two more.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Ron.
All right, and our second proclamation is declaring May 2023 as Mental Health Awareness Month, and the first week in May is Tardive Dyskinesia Week. Whereas mental health is essential to everyone's overall health and well-being, whereas all Americans face challenges in life that can impact their mental health, whereas prevention is an effective way to reduce the burden of mental health conditions, whereas there are practical tools that all people can use to improve their mental health and increase resiliency, whereas mental health conditions are real and prevalent in our nation, whereas with effective treatment, those individuals with mental health conditions can recover and lead full productive lives, whereas over 500,000 Americans live with tardive dyskinesia, a movement disorder resulting from certain mental health medications, and whereas the first week of May is designated as Tardive Dyskinesia Awareness Week. Whereas each business, school, government, agency, healthcare provider, organization, and citizen shares the burden of mental health problems and has a responsibility to promote mental wellness and support prevention efforts. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed by the Orange Beach City Council and Mayor that May 2023 is Mental Health Awareness Month, and the first week in May is Tardive Dyskinesia Week, and citizens, government agencies, public and private institutions, businesses, and schools are encouraged to increase awareness and understanding of mental health, the steps our citizens can take to protect their mental health, and the need for appropriate and accessible services for all people with mental health conditions.
I think Pat, Sam, someone was supposed to be here.
I think she was going to try to be here.
Okay, that's all right. Well, thank you. Cindy, do you have something for us?
I do. Come on, Miss Allen. So, I'm Cindy Ross.
I'm Ellie Goodenkopf.
And we just wanted to say thank you guys for allowing us to share my vision with the Masi Mara People Project. And finally, our event is happening this Friday. And Ellie has been just a lifeline with this project. And the residents of Orange Beach, the business owners, have been so giving, and we just cannot thank all of you enough for allowing us to share this project with the city. So I wanted to present you with a plaque for the city of Orange Beach tonight, and just say thank you from the bottom of our hearts, and I hope you can make it to the event. It's Friday at Oso, Bear Point Harbor, 6 to 9. Tickets are $25. You can find them online. And we're going to have appetizers and music and cocktails and so many amazing items for a silent auction. And I was going to let Ellie just tell you who our sponsors were.
Yeah. So our sponsors are Beachball Properties, Brett Robinson, Oso at Bear Point Harbor where the event is at, Perdido Beach Resort, and Sugar Sands Realty. Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for what you're doing, Cindy.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, moving to unfinished business under miscellaneous. Designate nominee for County Board of Equalization. I don't think we've come up with anyone, so we're looking for someone. So if anybody knows anyone who would like to go to Baymanette and help us, we're looking for that person. It's a lot of work, but it's an extremely important task.
The board, the County Board of Equalization, if we need representation from the Orange Beach area, we're allowed by the county to nominate. So far, some of the participants that we've asked and talked to, it is time consuming, very time consuming. It's more or less of a role of a retired person. It's got a lot of time on their hands. So, stand up and be counted.
Okay. Moving to resolutions. Resolution authorizing the execution of a professional services agreement. The University of Alabama for Consultation and Services, City of Orange Beach, Coastal Resources Director.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Moving to ordinances, second reading ordinance, amending chapter 2, City of Orange Beach Authority, powers of heads, authorized form of heads to certain fees. I think, why don't we motion to table, because I think that's what we said.
It's okay to vote it down.
Just go ahead and vote it down.
It's going to be brought back with substantial changes.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Okay, discussion. Call roll.
Councilmember Silvers?
No.
Councilmember Johnson?
No.
Councilmember Mitchell?
No.
Councilmember Blaylock?
No.
Councilmember Boyd?
No.
Mayor Kenner?
No. Moving to new business under miscellaneous, approval of retail beer, retail table wine, Pinky's Market for Sam's Stop and Shop.
Move to adopt the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Moving to resolutions. Resolution authorizing execution of change order, M.W. Rogers Construction, fire station number 3, $21,548.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing purchase of artificial turf for the baseball field, $480,270.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution awarded bid for police boat, police department, $437,073.93.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution awarded the bid for new fuel station, Dispatco, $240,778.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of performance agreement with McLean Motorsports Productions Bama Coast Cruising Event.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. I will abstain on that last one.
Okay.
Resolution reappointing Randy McKinney to the Orange Beach City Board of Education.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? That we all know Randy's done an absolutely wonderful job in his experience.
Yes, sir.
It is absolutely essential. So thank y'all. He appreciates our support. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. All right, let's move to public hearings. Public hearing for ordinance meeting number 172, the Wharf PUD modification, Wharf Main Street addition.
Kent Alexander Community Development Department. I apologize, Griffin is not here. He has had a family matter up in Greenville and he was not able to be here. So you'll have to settle with me.
Yay. Did he hit Rob Sherry's spot?
Yeah.
Good luck
with
you. Thank you.
So nice. Okay, so our first public hearing is the Wharf Main Street addition. Wharf Retail Properties is requesting a major amendment to the Wharf PUD master plan for a mixed-use development consisting of multiple commercial buildings and a stage with a lawn assembly area. The project is located on the west side of Main Street, south of the Main Street and Wharf Lane intersection roundabout. Planning Commission voted unanimously to provide a favorable recommendation to Council at the March Planning Commission meeting. Next slide. These are aerial photos of the property looking southwest and northeast. This is a site looking west. Excuse me. Next slide. Slide looking west. Next slide. This is the site plan showing the northerly building A to be a two-story building with 11,100 square feet commercial space. The westerly building to be, it's building B, to be a two-single-story buildings with 5,700 square feet of commercial space. And the southerly building C to be a two-story building with 13,500 square feet of commercial space. Is something going on with my microphone? Is it okay?
It's the next the screen.
Yeah.
We also need you.
It's still showing.
Would y'all like for me to wait, or do y'all have the information? Would you like for me to wait? Do you have it in front of you, correct?
It's showing on Facebook.
It just went off.
Well, I changed it, yeah. That's right.
It was still showing them.
We lose our audio. Yeah, that's turned off. All right, I'm on here. I'll get here. It's on Facebook if you want to keep going.
Okay. The 40,000 square foot lawn assembly area located on the east side of the development will contain a covered stage and a 225 square foot backroom building. You have in front of you slides that show the building elevation looking west. The next slide is showing looking east. Then you have the stage area, another building elevation looking west. And then you have the lawn assembly area on the west side of the site and another view of the site looking west. I kind of went quick there, Mark. I apologize.
It's slowly coming back.
And then if you want to go to that last table, Mark. The original PUD approved in 2006 shows 65,000 square feet of commercial space, two anchor stores, two small retail stores, a restaurant, and a bank in this area of the wharf. That's that entire area there, south of the existing development. The proposed building footprint is 20,600 square feet, and there will be a total of 33,300 square feet of gross floor area of commercial space. The 40,000 square foot lawn area has a design capacity of 400 persons. The required parking is 252 spaces, and 264 are being provided. There are no deviations of the zoning ordinance associated with this request. And it is anticipated that the overall wharf special events parking will be reduced to 120 spaces, bringing the overall number of wharf parking to 5,377 spaces.
Okay. Can you go back? I want to see the renderings real quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll go. I'll go there. Here's the rendering.
Yeah, that's looking west. And the stage will be facing west. So that if you're in the lawn area, you'll be looking towards Main Street.
Yes.
That's looking, excuse me, that was...
It would be facing east.
Yeah, that's facing east. That's the stage. That's another view facing west. That's the lawn area. And this is another view facing west. And we have Ursula Godwin here representing the wharf.
Looks nice.
Yes, it does.
I think it's a upstairs. You did a great job, and it is very upscale, and it's a great fit for Orange Ridge.
Now, there's still going to be, my concern is how much more do we do out there or allow out there, and we push the parking for the amphitheater. I know we some concerts, some attractions and such. We have the Westerly parking area, kind of grassy right now, where we have a mound of dirt, where the helicopter rides are at. So just want to be thinking about that for future use.
Did you want to speak to that person?
And Ursula, do you have some of those conversations going on? I'm sure, you know, nothing against this building or what you're doing there.
Right.
I like it, but we just need to be cognizant of parking for that amphitheater.
Right. Ursula Godwin, Sawgrass Consulting here on behalf of the wharf. We have had several conversations going on over the last year or so with the wharf, probably starting, say, from the storage facility, and then they've had lots of things happen. Yeah,
that's correct.
Over time. So,
and we have had minimal parking back there for some of the concerts.
Right. And so basically up until this point, with big events like concerts, maybe the Seafood Fest or you know, what happens over there, everybody's been able to park kind of east of the Beach Express.
There's not been
as much impact on that westerly part.
Yes, sir.
So what we'll probably see is more people starting to be over on that western side in that area. You're talking about the grassy area and so forth. So there's still a pretty substantial amount of area there.
Okay.
But obviously as the wharf grows,
Thinking about future use,
we have those conversations on a regular basis. Every time there's a new plan or new idea,
right?
You know, then we've got kind of a master parking plan, if you will, for that whole area. And so it's real easy to kind of go in there and say, okay, this is going to take out this many places, or
sure.
So sure. There, that's a topic of conversation quite often.
And I understand with the new parking, paved parking, with the new addition here, that the nighttime concerts will have those parking spots still available.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Great. Just want to be cognizant of it.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm curious. To the west of Main Street, how many folks can y'all park for a concert of you?
To the west of the Beach Express or Main Street?
The west of Main Street.
In that block.
In that one parking lot right there, I think it's about 900 cars, I think is what we can get in there. If my memory serves me correctly, it's a lot. And so obviously there'll be some impact, but not a substantial amount.
I was just curious. Now, any other questions for Russell? Or for
Stan, can that, he's here too if you need any questions on the building or any of that kind of good stuff.
Looks nice.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
When are you going to get started?
Sure. It's out for bid right now. Bids are due the 27th.
Well, are you going to make that, if you do the west side of the highway, you don't make access for pedestrians across that highway?
We would, so we'll, once more people are on the west side, we would definitely have to accommodate.
That's a very busy highway right there.
It is, and you know, a lot of people would probably steer pedestrian traffic under the bridge, back towards Main Street area. I would highly doubt we'd be trying to cross people across the Beach Express. Yeah. It's
been problematic in the past for the police department.
Yeah, the concerts, I know that we parked 8 sheriff's deputies along the Beach Express to keep people from trying to go around the medians and so forth. So, I mean, just to keep a long line. So,
right.
I highly doubt we'd be trying to cross over that.
Yeah.
Okay.
The wharf has provided us, Mayor, a layout of the parking in that area, and we can verify that number for you and confirm it.
Again, it's their amphitheater. They know what they need to do to make it work. So, I was just curious. All right, if there's no more questions, then we'll open the floor for any comments from the public. Any questions? Okay, if not, we'll move to our next public hearing. Public hearing, ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Village of Tannen PUD modification, the battery pool setback encroachment.
Rex Harrison, a property owner, would like to build a pool at 16 The Battery in the Village of Tannen that requires a modification of the PUD master plan to allow for the pool to be located within the 12-foot southwest side yard. The pool will abut a subdivision common area to the west and south. Next slide. Lot 21 is a type 3 lot requiring 8-foot side setbacks and a 5-foot rear setback. The pool will have a width of 7.5 feet and will be 1.5 feet from the house, leaving 3 feet between the pool and the westerly side property line. It should be noted that there is a significant grade change in that location, so there will be a concrete foundation that will be on the property line for the pool to support the pool and to address the grade change. Next slide. The Tannen PUD is silent on the required setbacks for pools, but the zoning ordinance requires a 5-foot setback for pools on single-family residential lots. No residential lots will be directly impacted since the proposed pool location abuts a common area on both the south and west sides. The Village of Tannen Homeowners Association Architectural Review Committee and Homeowners Association Architect have approved the request.
Okay, thank you. Questions?
None.
All right, from the audience. We'll close the public hearing. Moving to ordinance, the first reading, ordinance amending ordinance number 172, the Wharf PUD modification.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second. Okay, call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Fenn?
Yes.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Fenn?
Yes. Motion carries. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
All right, first reading, ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Village of Tannen PUD modification. Pool setback encroachment. Please.
Where do y'all want to go?
We can go. Let's get back to the discussion. Make sure we're all on the same page what we're thinking. If feel we do that. But if we do that, I don't want to vote it down if somebody needs two more weeks to think it through. But if everyone knows where we're at, might as well send them.
I know where I'm at.
I do too.
All right, well, I'll entertain a motion for unanimous consent.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow immediate consideration of the ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kenney?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Any further discussion? All right, call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
No.
Mayor Kenney?
Yes. All right, let's see. Okay, we're just adjourning the straight committee of the whole. Will you entertain a motion?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we are adjourned, and I'll call the committee of the whole meeting Tuesday, April the 18th, 2022, or call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kenney?
Here. Considering the previous minutes of the regular council meeting, committee of the whole of 4-4-23, those will be moved forward for review. Moving to new business resolutions, I'll just read all these and y'all ask questions at the end. Resolution reappointing Sherry Brownlee to the library board. Resolution appointing the execution, authorizing the execution of an addendum, administrative service agreement, treatment benefits, Inc., pharmacy claims related to employee health benefit plan. Resolution awarding the bid for storage warehouse repairs. Resolution awarding the bid for fire station number one roof replacement. Resolution declaring certain personal property owned by the city of Orange Beach as surplus. Resolution authorizing the personal services agreement with Mint Decor. Resolution adopting financial management policy for the city of Orange Beach. Resolution authorizing the execution of a memorandum of understanding with the city of Gulf Shores for airport automatic mutual aid. Resolution authorizing execution of an amended and restated inter-local agreement, Pensacola-Perdido Bay's estuary program. And in addition will be the Gateway Initiative is a $25,000 support donation for 1 year. Any questions or comments on any of that? Moving to ordinances, set a public hearing, Rollins Road at Residential PUD, 5-16-2023. Liberty Linen Warehouse and Boat RV Storage Additional Conditional Use Approval 5-16-23. Due to those dates. All right, we'll open the floor for comments, questions, anything from Facebook.
The Mako girls are winning 6-0 in the first inning.
Go Makos.
Here we go. Hey y'all, I'm Jensen.
Hi Jeff.
5504 East Perdido Avenue. I've been helping out with some homes at Somersault, and on the outbound lane, there's a double line, and I see a lot of people turning into the eastbound turning lane off of Perdido Beach Boulevard. I know Perdido Beach Boulevard is ALDOT, but is there any way that we can get that restriped? Because there's people that see that double line and they think it's a two lane instead of two turn lanes.
Kit?
I will definitely look into it.
Thank you, Jeff. We'll take a look at it soon.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
Kid, I brought it up in work session today. The debacle they've created at the turn of 161. So as I was headed to the Art for Heart this weekend, when you turn, you cannot get over.
You're at Perdido Beach Boulevard?
161 turning right on Perdido Beach Boulevard. And so they put the barriers on the other side so you can't cross over and get all the way over to the turn line.
That's why they did it, yeah.
Right. And I watched someone try to turn against a car in their turn lane coming to make the U-turn. And I blew the horn to make them move on because they were stopped waiting for that car to turn. I don't know what else they can do, but it's going to be chaos this summer with people doing that, just in that one sample I saw.
I think we need to give it a little time to let it, what happens there play out, because it's just been built, but that you're not the only person who has voiced concern, and I think we just need to log all the issues and then follow up with them. But we are aware of concerns that people have, not only with regard to that, but the shortness of the lane to get into that westbound lane is also an issue.
Yeah, because you run out and you're in a turn lane.
Yes, so people are stopping. So I think that, you know, we just need to give a little time and then we're going to follow up with DOT.
You have to log some accidents, that's normal. and then DOT will address.
But this is entire, this is entirely the design of DOT. So this is on DOT's head as to what happens there.
Thank you. I just want to share.
I want us to look at it and come up with what our solution will be. When we present this to them, which I think I know what the solution should be.
We need more time to get into traffic before the light.
Mm-hmm.
You're right there at the light and you got to pull in the traffic, and it's very hard to do that.
Yeah. We agree. And I would imagine that some of those concrete dividers would probably need to be removed to allow earlier merging. But I just want to offer a solution at the time we present.
We will need to bring a consultant in order to be able to do that.
No.
Well, I'm not a transportation engineer, and in order to speak to...
It doesn't seem like they are either, so...
I know, but they're transportation engineers, so I would need to bring in a transportation engineer in order to evaluate.
I'll let you know.
Okay.
I've got one that we can bring in.
We have a transportation engineer.
We have some.
That doesn't count your wife in the passenger seat.
You beat me to it, Jeffy.
It's a personal, it's just money we got to spend.
Yes.
To identify
and
point
we know
out
that,
obvious
yeah.
stupidity, lack of common sense error when we ask them this. The entire time we've asked them not to do this, give us a full year to see if it's even needed. And now we're going to be spending more money than we've already been mandated to spend. I mean, at some point, that's enough.
I think what might be the first step before we pull in an engineer, before we start telling them this is what you have to do, I think we need to list all the issues that we're observing and then have them come down and observe and verify that, yes, these things are happening and that they have concerns too, and give them a chance to address it themselves.
What we need to do is set up a video camera in the back of a truck down there by Starbucks and just video it.
Yeah.
And then she'll send them the video.
Yeah.
I don't know how you argue with that. I mean, this is just really, really agitating.
Document the accident.
Here it is. So, okay. Done deal.
I think we had Jim in the back.
I'm just going to say it blends in well with the U-turns and everything else there. I mean, it's a nice fit.
Thank you, sir.
Jim, that door's open.
Anyone else?
Mayor, I just want to put out an early announcement. Thursday, May 4th will be National Prayer Day. So we'll have that at the Arts Center, Coastal Arts Center in the back. And so come by. I think it'll be right around noon. And so if you're out and about, come by the Arts Center and we'll offer up several prayers.
We're going to actually talk to Desi about that. We're going to move it to the front because it's always really, really hot back there.
To the front.
Yeah, so we're going to move it up under the big tree in the front so you can still see the water and kind of position it where you can get it all in the front.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you very much.
Yep. She wants to try that out, so we'll see.
Good. Anyone else?
If we're announcing more stuff like that, we've got Friends of the Arts, the grand event, a week from Thursday, the 27th, at the Coastal Arts Center.
Yes.
Do you sit on that board?
I'm the secretary.
Good. As a secretary, maybe y'all can redo the ticketing where you don't have to pay cash or check.
There should be cards set up. I'm not sure about the online. I can look into that, but we will be accepting cards at the event.
What do you reserve your spot?
You can purchase tickets online. I believe there's links through their Facebook, probably through their website. They're $9, and come out. It's
going to
be a great time.
Thank you. Sounds good.
I think we need to pass an ordinance that outlaws any event that doesn't accept cash.
That's what they want, cash and check.
Well, they did want cash.
They want cash and check.
I thought it said no cash and check.
You couldn't do it with a credit card.
I tried about tickets today, you couldn't do it with a credit card.
I'll let you do that, I'm sorry.
You can't pay cash online, so they must be taking Alton.
Yeah, I was at the U.S. Center, and she said, I need to have cash or a check, no credit card. And I said, okay, I'll be back.
Yeah, I'll give a definite answer for that for you all.
Thank you, Jim.
Anyone else? I want to take 5 minutes because I have been watching Facebook, and there's many, many traffic engineers in this city that I did not know existed. They've done much better than us how to design a roadway. Yes. So I'm going to beg their forgiveness and try to explain our thought process on Canal Road. So, on Canal Road East, the roundabout is not a true roundabout, as in roundabout as in an intersection. It is a roundabout there to offer a U-turn to stop traffic from making a left, stopping and making a left into docks, GTs, et cetera, et cetera. In busy times, in the summer times, when traffic is stopped by someone making a left turn, it backs up into the intersection there in front of docks. That then creates a cascading effect which sets all of our phases off, totally reduces the efficiency and effectiveness of moving traffic north, east, and west. So hopefully now there's a barrier. Everyone will have to go down to the U-about to make a U-turn to come back and make a right into GTs, docks, et cetera, et cetera. Secondly, the Q lane for the left turn onto 161 headed to the beaches is too short. And what it does is essentially create a single line of traffic when we can move two lines through that red light much more efficiently. So by doing this, we're going to be able to extend that Q lane at least twice and maybe three times so that we
three times
as much, so that we can queue up significantly more traffic in the left lane so that we can move more traffic per phase headed west or south. That's going to help tremendously in moving traffic through that intersection. Thirdly, we've eliminated the stripes that prevented you getting into the far left lane headed north toward docks and then west. And hopefully we're going to be able to queue up two lanes of traffic much further back toward the beach so we can again move probably 25 to 30% more volume through the red light per green light phase. So there's three things going on in that intersection. If all three come together, it should make it a much, much, more efficient, effective traffic signal or intersection. And then ultimately that will go away because one day, hopefully soon, there will be a bypass behind the Commons, Pep Boys, that will move almost 70% of all of our traffic on a four-lane road east to west, or north to west, south to east to south.
May I add one more thing?
Yes, you can.
Related to what you just said, I think a lot of people had said that instead of having that roundabout, that we should have just had that center turn lane to accommodate docks and GTs. But what they don't understand is what you said about extending that lane to turn left onto 161. That prevented, with that limited right-of-way, the ability to put in a center turn lane to accommodate those left turns. So that was looked at, but we wanted to make sure that we were getting more people onto 161, and we were unable to have that center turn lane, and therefore had to push them down to the roundabout.
Thank you. That was important that they understand the reasoning. I agree. Thank you. Roundabouts may work well in places where the same traffic moves through the same roundabout every single day, but we don't necessarily care for roundabouts here because we have a different traffic pattern, different traffic with different visitors every week, so it's a unique situation a lot of times, which creates grief. But we're also looking at speed limits. Can I bring that up? We're talking about speed limits. We're going to run a 40 miles an hour, or did we say 35 to the roundabout? Anyway, it's going to be 35 or 40 to the roundabout. On the other side of the roundabout, U-about, it's going to be 40 to the school zone because that's our highly congested area. Then from the Wilson, the school zone, to Perdido Gate, Bear Point, it's going to be 45. So hopefully there'll be some consistency there and you'll know what to expect, and it won't be up and down, up and down. So hopefully we'll have that in place here pretty quickly. Any questions from me?
Once the roundabout is in place, would it make any sense coming out of the Commons by Cactus Cantina to make that a right only and make them go to the roundabout so we're not crossing that traffic, causing all that jam and the accident truck there?
You lost me, I'm sorry.
So when you leave the Commons,
when you leave the commons.
Or to Canal Road. Brothers to get across Canal Road.
Yeah.
And everybody has to do it. Either that or you go to McDonald's and take a right, go make a U-turn and come back.
I don't believe the problem is getting out of the commons. The problem is getting into the commons. It's the left turn at Cactus Cantina that's problematic. However, I do know that that property owner is, in his mind, is in a hardship scenario with the situation as it is now, with the placement of the delineators and having, you know, three of his driveways, I think four now with the cones, all blocked off. I think it would be problematic to limit him greater, but it's always going to be the mayor and your choice as to whether you want to limit it further. But I do know that there is a hardship, that the tenants and the owner feels that they're in a hardship scenario with those delineators.
Yeah, I wouldn't want a hardship of anymore. Anything to make it easier.
Well, I have to disagree with them. I don't know of a corner situation like that on any multi-five lane that you're going to have complete total access. Go down Airport Boulevard. Sure. You're not going to make a left over across two of the lanes to you. You got service roads. I mean, that's just to be expected. However, in return for the lack of what he considers to be access, the entire volume of traffickers and potential retail buyers has gone through the roof. So he has significantly more exposure. And with exposure comes traffic issues. The two go hand in hand. Yeah. So anyone on the corner of two five-lane roadways can't expect complete and total access all the time. It just doesn't make sense. So I'm sure he had it was wonderful for a long time, but after a whole series of serious accidents, because people trying to make lefts into his that commons area, it had to be done. It had to be dealt with.
And I do want to remind council that we did pay to open up the Tom Thumb parking lot to his parking lot to assist with connectivity between the two establishments. They are one owner. And we also assisted, split the cost of doing a decel lane and widening the driveway into that site at the Cactus Cantina site. So we have done quite a bit to assist that retail establishment.
And the bypass will help that eventually. It's going, I think.
Bypass.
When the bypass comes, we will say goodbye to the delineators, and that will be a great day.
And then the argument will be, well, now you're taking all my traffic away from me.
Exactly. It's a no-win situation.
While on the bypass, will there be an ingress from the bypass to
into I don't know.
I think there will be a right turn in, and I do think there's an intersection. I don't know if there's connectivity making a left. I think it's still going to be a right in and right out, I think.
They're starting design. They just had the grant, the specific grant approved by the federal council, and they are starting design now, and we'll know much more in the next months when they get it, you know, designed.
But the preliminary, if I remember, there's an intersection there, so you could make a left turn. If you're headed south, you could make a left turn and circle back into it, because then obviously there wouldn't be good with traffic. We could get away. You can make left turns. So I think the access does improve considerably. You just don't have the frontal number of cars in front of your retail spaces. But I don't think it hurt them. I think they'll be fine. Because what we don't want is the back of those buildings looking as though that's the front of the shopping center.
Sure.
Yes, you are correct, if I remember correctly. But like I said, that was very preliminary, and I don't know where they're going to land on it. But if they do, and I think they're going to have a left turn on 161 without the delineators there, they'll be able to take a left and then go straight into the commercial establishment.
Thank you, Kit.
Okay, if there's nothing else, the gentleman in the back with the khaki uniform on.
Yes, sir.
Tell us who you are. I'm just curious now.
My name is Evan Chase. I'm a Boy Scout at Gulf Shores Troop 43, and I am a rookie lifeguard for Orange Beach Surf Rescue. I moved down here in August due to my dad's military career.
I just want to recognize you. I appreciate you being here.
Yeah,
really
absolutely.
It's a big deal to us to see you do this.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay, well, entertain a motion.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.